Wimbledon, the most prestigious tournament in tennis, begins this morning at the All England Tennis Club. Pete Sampras and Venus Williams are the defending champions, but Jennifer Capriati is the star attraction. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Capriati is halfway through the Grand Slam. She won on a hard court in Australia, on clay in the French Open. Can she win on grass in London?
Well, she can, Bob, because, you know, in women's tennis, there isn't that much difference in the way the game is played from surface to surface. Unlike in the men's game, where the clay courters hate the grass courts and the grass courters usually hate the clay courts, Jennifer Capriati, before she left the game back in 1993, did do well at Wimbledon. She made it to the semifinals, which was as far as she got in any Grand Slam event before her amazing turnaround this year.
What's happening with Venus Williams, the defending champion?
Boy, that's a very good question. She and her sister Serena have been missing in action for most of this year. Back in February, and they were supposed to play each other in a tournament in California, and 5 minutes before the match, Venus announced that she was injured and withdrew, which again brought up all the rumors and talk about the fact that their father was controlling their matches and telling them who was going to win and who was going to lose. She did play well, winning the Lipton Championship in Florida in March, but then flamed out, losing in the first round of the French Open. But again, on this grass surface, they do have an advantage because they are probably, along with Lindsay Davenport, the only players in women's tennis who play consistent serve and volley at all.
Got to expect a good Wimbledon from Pete Sampras. He's had a few.
Well, his match record at Wimbledon in the last 8 years is 53-1, which is pretty good, I would say. He's won 7 times in the last 8 years. He hasn't won a tournament, though, since last year's Wimbledon, when he set the all-time record by winning his 13th major championship. But if there's any place where Pete Sampras can become Pete Sampras again, obviously it's at Wimbledon.
And the number one player in the world is a no-show?
Gustavo Kuerten is a no-show. He came up with this mysterious groin injury the minute he accepted the trophy in Paris. This goes back to earlier in the spring when Kuerten and a number of the clay court players were complaining about the fact that Wimbledon does not go strictly off the world rankings when it seeds players. It takes into account your record on a grass court, which it should, because Wimbledon is like no other major event in that it is played on grass. And the clay courters feel that they should be seeded according to their world ranking, which is a bunch of malarkey. If the ATP Tour, which governs men's tennis, has any guts at all, they will severely penalize these guys for failing to play in this tournament. It's a little bit like a baseball team getting into the World Series and saying, no, it's on artificial turf. We don't really like that, so we're not going to play. It's a joke.
Now, last year you gave us the hot tip to watch Leighton Hewitt, and he made it all the way to the first round. Who have you got for us this year?
Leighton Hewitt. He beat Sampras again at Queen's Club, which is why I liked him last year. He's really improved a lot. He's seeded fifth, so he's not exactly a dark horse. The other guy to watch who's not seeded is an American named Andy Roddick, who did very well at the French on a surface he doesn't like. If he can get on a little bit of a roll on grass, he could be a factor. So if you're going through a draw sheet, you can just eliminate Leighton Hewitt and Andy Roddick right now.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.